During a typical year, we feature nearly 500 musicians and actors and poets and writers from grades K through 12, sometimes a little younger, sometimes a little older, and typically it's between 10 and 11 o'clock, but today we wanted to start a little earlier because we have had so many talented kids from those grade levels and beyond interested in being part of the program. And today we have Rebecca Silverstein, who is a senior at Quaker Valley High School. She plays with the Pittsburgh Youth Symphony Orchestra as well as the Pittsburgh Civic Orchestra. And we'll talk with her a little bit about her playing as this half hour moves along. But first now, let's take a listen to the flute of Rachel Silverstein. That was Rebecca Silverstein, and that was beautiful. Can you tell me? It sounded South American or sort of Spanish.
Argentinian.
Argentinian.
How do I say his name? It was Piazzolla. It was one of his tango etudes, number 3.
So. Beautifully done. What's the trick to playing that quickly? I can't imagine how you learn to do that.
Practicing an ADD, I guess. No.
How often do you practice a day?
Well, yeah, every day and at school for about an hour, and I try to also get in another hour when I get home. I should practice more, but, you know, it's very hard to do when you're busy.
Now, You're about to graduate, which I'm sure is a wonderful feeling. Do you know what you'll be doing afterwards?
Yes, I'm going to go to Wheaton College for a music performance flute major.
Congratulations.
So, thank you.
Was that a hard choice to make?
No, it wasn't. Wheaton's a fantastic place.
And that's where you want, you know, that's terrific. Before I forget, I want to be sure that I ask if there's anybody you'd like to acknowledge or say hello to, instructors or mentors and also family members.
Well, half my family's in here already. My mom's accompanying me in a minute and my sister's page turning. My brother's at home listening, so hi, Josh. My dad is probably trying to listen in too, but he's at work, so hi, Dad. Wendy Coomer, my teacher. Yeah, I think that's about it.
How long have you played flute? Did you start as a little girl?
Oh, boy. Summer before fourth grade, I picked up my mom's flute and, you know, it was on the piano and, you know, I was holding it and she walked in and was like, okay, what are you doing? I want to play the flute. Okay, you can play the flute, but not my flute. So I started taking lessons from her. So I guess it's about 9 years around there, give or take.
That's terrific. You're really a natural, it seems like.
Thank you.
We'll talk a little bit more in a moment, but what would you like to do next? It sounds like your mom's going to accompany you on this one.
Yes. Next, I'm going to play the Hamburger Sonata by C.P.E. Bach.
Once again, this time accompanied by Rachel the Page Turner and her mom, Deborah. Here is Rebecca Silverstein. You're fine. Can I got enough? Okay, we're getting all the music put together here.
There's lots of pages here. I'll just do this if I can.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. Thank you.
Beautifully done. That is Rebecca Silverstein, accompanied by her mom, Deb Silverstein. I wanted to ask you what else you like to do besides playing flute.
I'm kind of a music dork, so I do a lot of instruments. I play bassoon in the Pittsburgh Youth Philharmonic Orchestra. I play bassoon in the school concert band, and I also play bari sax in the school marching band.
So. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
I did notice and was curious about something while looking through some of the notes I was given about you. You might find it interesting that this microphone that I'm speaking into now and these two microphones by the piano are made by a gentleman named Bob Heil. This is going somewhere, I promise.
Okay.
And Bob Heil is a... nut, I could end the sentence there, but he is in particular a nut about theater organs. And he was a theater organist going back maybe 60 years. And he's also just been a legendary sound engineer. And he started manufacturing microphones around the time we built our studios and gave a few to us as gifts. I see you're a member of the Blackwood Theater Organ Society.
I'm not a member, but I won their Blackwood Music Scholarship.
Oh, it's Blackwood.
Yes, I was one of their scholarship winners. So.
And is that through playing organ or for flute?
No, it was just a competition. There's it was very select kids going into music performance in the fall in the Pittsburgh area. And they could come play on any instrument, and it was a very good competition. There was a lot of people there.
How did you connect with that? That's great.
My flute teacher told me about it, and so, yeah, it was really fun.
So the Blackwood Theater Organ Scholarship or Society has scholarships. That's
for Wheaton? Yes, and there's a performance. All the winners are performing on May 19th, I think, at the... Blackwood Theater Organ Society building, I guess.
Do you know what city that's in?
Near Butler, I guess?
Near Butler,
I don't
surprised.
Know.
I'll look it up and
okay.
find out. I'm
Thank
surprised.
You.
I didn't realize that was local. That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, we have time for one more. And I want to thank you for being here. Is there anything you perhaps wanted to say that I didn't ask you about?
I can't really think of anything. Thank you for having me. This has been fun.
Well, it's a pleasure. And again, if you're just joining us from Quaker Valley High School, she's a senior soon to go to Wheaton and their music conservatory program, Rebecca Silverstein, and accompanied by Paige Cherning's sister, Rachel. Does Rachel play an instrument?
Yes, she sings and plays French horn, and she's actually going to go to Ithaca College for vocal performance.
Terrific. So. There's no microphone in front of Rachel, but what year are you?
We're twins, and so we're both graduating.
Excellent. Oh, thanks, Andy. We're going to put a microphone in front of you. You've been away in the corner. I haven't had a chance to see you. Well, we need to have you come down and play French horn sometime. We'd love to arrange that.
Maybe, sure.
So you'll be at Ithaca?
Yeah.
Excellent. That's a great a great town. And then, Mom, will you have an empty nest after that? Now, you have a brother?
We have a younger brother.
Josh.
Josh.
Tuba playing brother,
yeah, Tuba
yes.
Josh. Okay. He's the stereotypical tuba player. Josh, you know, he's funny. Sorry, Mom. Mom's
okay
not happy.
It's okay to be a stereotypical tuba player. That mm-hmm. means good things.
Mm-hmm. But he's very good.
Oh, yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 16.
Wow. So. Your mom's going to really feel a certain lightness in her household
yes.
in about a year
She'll
or two.
She'll be able to think.
What would you like to finish up with?
I'm going to be playing the Chaminade Concertino for flute and piano.
Once again, we have Rebecca Silverstein. Mom, Deborah, French horn player and voice player, today turned Paige Turner. Rachel and Josh is at home tuned in. Once again, here is Rebecca Silverstein.
Oh,
Rebecca Silverstein, accompanied by her mom, Deb. Thank you for being with us. And just for the record, so I don't forget, Blackwood Theater Society, from whom you received your scholarship, is in Harrisville, Pennsylvania. And if you want to learn more about their scholarships and their love of preserving theater organs and silent films, you can go to blackwoodmusic.org. Thank you for being with us, broadcasting live from historic California.